We're talking common podcasting mistakes on episode number 73 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about podcasting, all aspects, whether it's how-tos, services that you can use, insights, anything podcasting. This is what we're talking about. Today, we're going to be talking about some common mistakes that podcasters are making, along with some insights from my speech class. That's right. I've been teaching people for 15, many years now. And as most of you know, I went back to college to get my second degree. And one of my classes I got to take is speech. I need that like a hole in the head. I think most of you know I have the gift of gab. But some interesting things. It's fun as I teach the head of the communications department about podcasting. So that's all coming up on the show today. Thanks for tuning in. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, thank you, GoToMeeting, for sponsoring the show. Really do appreciate it. You know, I've recently started looking for different types of podcasting. I've been looking into marketing podcasts and studying podcasts and all these other. So I've found myself listening to a lot of brand new podcasts, and I've found a couple things that a lot of people are doing that I feel, in my honest opinion, are kind of mistakes. Now, this is partly due to the fact that, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm taking the speech class, and there was a statistic that came out, according to my speech class, that people judge you, and I'm assuming that means your podcast as well, by the first 7 seconds that you are in their presence. And even if it's more than 7 seconds, I'm finding more and more podcasters spending the first minute, and a minute is a long time, the first minute to 2 minutes in some cases, apologizing for not putting out a show. Now, I realize that we're all very loyal to our audience, but that's not the first impression, and that's the other mistake I think people are making, and that is the fact there was a, I can't even think of the word, huge, gimungoid amount of iPods sold over the Christmas season. I heard a number like 200 million iPods are now out in there. Now realize, not everybody is listening to podcasts on an iPod, but nonetheless, podcasting is growing, the audience is growing, and there may be more and more people who are listening to your podcast for the very first time on this show. And what's your first impression? Oh man, guys, the baby threw up, and then, you know, I had a flat tire, and so that killed Wednesday, and then Thursday my boss had me work overtime, and I'm really, really sorry. No, it's not the first impression. I wouldn't do that. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't, in some cases, apologize. And I guess the other question to think about, now granted, you want your audience to look for your podcast, because how many people looked for my podcast yesterday? Usually these go out on Monday. Today's Tuesday. But, you know, you want that loyalty, but, you know, do you really owe them, you know, an apology? Like you kick their dog or something? You know. So the other thing that I've found out, and I've heard two podcasts do this. Now, I realize that, you know, most books I've read said everybody's pointing at the 20-minute mark. That's like the golden time. Now, you know, some podcasts go an hour, some don't. So, but here's the thing I don't understand, and I've seen two podcasts do this. They'll have an interview, you know, and they'll start off with the interview. This is Joe Schmo of the Schmo Company, and he's selling widgets, and today we're talking widgets on our podcast. Joe, thanks for the show. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, we're out of time. Now, here's one thing. I've heard one podcast, they actually faded out in the middle of his answer. And I was like, what? Because I was like, well, at least let him finish the answer. And so then the next podcast, right, comes out whatever a couple days later. Literally, it was like, welcome to the Joe Schmo Show from Schmo Enterprises. It's the Schmo Show. And then just an answer. Like, it just, not even like the question, just here comes the answer, and you hear, you're literally walking into the middle of a conversation. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? I was like, what? No, you did not just do that, but they did. So, yeah, you got to remember, there may be people, again, that be listening. Wow. I've been watching too many guys at the Super Bowl. I'm picking up bad grammar. Did you guys hear Ray Lewis? Oh, anyway, it's a whole other topic. But, you know, there are people listening for the first time. So now, not only are they new to your show, they're walking into the middle of a conversation. You don't think they're going to go next? And to me, if you have a really long interview, keep in mind that everything you listen to a podcast on has a fast forward button. It's true. So I'm a big fan of, you know, I don't know that any of my podcasts ever go over an hour. And in the event I have somebody that I have a really long interview with, I will split the interview into two, as much as I can, separate pieces that will stand on their own. But that's just me. But I would not do the thing where you fade it out and then the second one just boom. You know, and Joe, new user's going, what the heck did I walk into? Can somebody please fill me in? I missed the first two scenes of this movie. And they're not there at all. The other thing I'm seeing a lot of, especially if you're recording teleconference calls, and there's a, you know, there's free conference call, there's a ton. Just go to Google free conference call. There's tons of sites doing this. Is varying volume levels. Where it'd be like, so Joe Schmo, tell us about widgets today. And he goes, yeah. So then your listener grabs their iPod, grabs their volume knob on their Windows Media Player, on whatever they're listening to. They crank it up so they can hear Joe say, and that's how we started the company. Now the bad news is that the volume's jacked up. And now here comes your next question. So Joe, tell us. And you're blowing out your listener's eardrums just like I did. See, that wasn't fun now, was it? Check out the Levelator. It's at gigavox.com. Free software will level out most files. Does a pretty good job. It's free. What do you expect? It's not going to work on everything. But those are some of the top things that I'm seeing people do that I just go, yeah. Now, here's another new tip that people are doing. You've heard me do this on the last couple of podcasts. If you've ever wondered why people go, Joe Schmo podcast number 67. That's because there is certain portable media devices do not have a screen so that you can see the ID3 tags. So the, let's say it's, I think it's a Nano. Is it the Nano? The Pico or the Santa Maria? Anyway, that doesn't have a face on it, for lack of a better phrase. So those people, if you have your podcast start off the same, every one, they wouldn't know what episode they're listening to. So instead of saying, you know, School of Podcasting number 77, I'm now saying things like, you know, talking common mistakes. Well, you heard it at the beginning of the show. So this way you are A, alerting people that this is a different podcast, and B, you're letting your listener know, remember that first 7 seconds, what's coming up. And you may say, but what if what's coming up doesn't really trip their trigger? Well, you're doing them a favor now, aren't you? And I don't know about you, but I'm going to appreciate people even though I'm not going to listen to this episode, and maybe not the next episode, but I might listen to the next one when you finally hit a topic that I'm about. That's my thought. Because some people get so worried, well, I don't want to give them a reason to unsubscribe. Well, if you, you know, A, if your topic is what they're interested in, you're eventually going to hit something that they like. And so that's just something I've been doing. Doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean it's wrong. But I think, I hope the listener appreciates that. So that's my little tips for today. Let's check out our last five in five. I'm here with Wendy at the Expo. And where can we find, well, let's talk about your podcast. It is?
It is Gabberjaw. Okay. That's with a hard G.
The hard G.
Mm-hmm. You know, like G. Gabberjaw.
And where can we find that at?
That is at Gabberjaw.com.
Big surprise. Now, you ready for the pop quiz?
Okay, go.
What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
It would be Keith and the Girl. It would be the Twisted Pickle. I think Oh Yeah Dude was in there.
And
Oh Yeah Dude.
Never heard of that. That's why we do this. Is that at ohyeahdude.com, do you know?
I don't know where it is.
That's a bonus question.
You know?
It's okay.
Okay, you
Let's
know.
Three. I'm interrupting.
Oh, let's see. Oh, man. Hopefully you can just chop all this stuff out. Maybe Public Nuisance Radio and Twit, probably.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go, five.
And what do you do on your podcast, for those who have never heard?
Can I swear?
Sure.
We just talk about bull. We just talk about current events and our complaints about society in general.
Alrighty, you are off the hot seat. You've passed.
Thank you.
Ooh,
my butt feels nice.
All right, that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. It is the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com, and you heard a little bit there how I kind of bleeped Wendy out, even though technically I didn't really have to. And if you've ever wondered, yeah, I wonder how I do that, we've got a tutorial at it at the School of Podcasting. We've got all sorts of tutorials, hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials to help you get going in the right direction. So check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. Want to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, if you'd like to contact me, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Maybe you see a common mistake that you think people are making. Of course, you can also call that in, 888-563-3228. And until we meet again, everybody, class dismissed.